Track 35.
Look at the five statements for this task. Decide if each statement is true or false. For statements 1 to 5, choose T if the statement is true according to the text, and F if it is false. Now you will have 20 seconds to look at the questions for task 10. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today we are talking about the effects that social networking sites are having on young people. Some experts say that these sites cause all kinds of health problems, physical and mental. Others say quite the opposite. Here to discuss it, we have Emma Jenkins, whose book The Lonely Surfer has just been published, and 19-year-old Ted Harrison, who is a student and a keen user of social networking sites. Let's start with you, Ted. Why are you so keen on these sites?
Well, social networks can have different uses. A lot of my friends use them to discuss work, you know, exchange ideas, help each other, that kind of thing. So they help us study. You can also share photos, hobbies, or music, of course. But to me, they are mainly a fantastic way to keep in touch with friends. I've left school now, and I've moved away from home, but I can still chat to my old school friends and exchange news with them.
Emma, what do you say to that?
I suppose that's a good point. But, you know, they cause an awful lot of unhappiness too. You know, lots of young people look at other people's happy photos and read about their perfect lives and they get depressed.
Oh, come on. I don't think that's true at all.
And, well, when you're sitting at your computer, you aren't out socialising with friends. You're sitting alone instead of being with actual real people. It isn't good for you.
You could say the same about reading a book. Actually, we use social networking to arrange our social lives. It makes it easier for us to meet up. I mean, have you actually ever used a social networking site?
Now listen again.
Today we are talking about the effects that social networking sites are having on young people. Some experts say that these sites cause all kinds of health problems, physical and mental. Others say quite the opposite. Here to discuss it, we have Emma Jenkins, whose book The Lonely Surfer has just been published, and 19-year-old Ted Harrison, who is a student and a keen user of social networking sites. Let's start with you, Ted. Why are you so keen on these sites?
Well, social networks can have different uses. A lot of my friends use them to discuss work, you know, exchange ideas, help each other, that kind of thing. So they help us study. You can also share photos, hobbies, or music, of course. But to me, they are mainly a fantastic way to keep in touch with friends. I've left school now, and I've moved away from home, but I can still chat to my old school friends and exchange news with them.
Emma, what do you say to that?
I suppose that's a good point. But, you know, they cause an awful lot of unhappiness too. You know, lots of young people look at other people's happy photos and read about their perfect lives and they get depressed.
Oh, come on. I don't think that's true at all.
And, well, when you're sitting at your computer, you aren't out socialising with friends. You're sitting alone instead of being with actual real people. It isn't good for you.
You could say the same about reading a book. Actually, we use social networking to arrange our social lives. It makes it easier for us to meet up. I mean, have you actually ever used a social networking site?